everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is another Aftershock Monday episode, and today we're going to be talking about a book I'm really excited about. I actually got a chance to check out the first issue already. It's A Walk Through Hell. It's from Aftershock, obviously, Aftershock Monday. And it's Garth Ennis with his kind of return to horror. And on the podcast today to help me talk about it and Aftershock in general is editor Mike Martz. Mike, thanks for joining me. It's great to have you back.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's a pleasure being here. And as always, thanks for your support.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if I can't get more people reading Aftershock comics, then I'm doing something wrong, because it's an easy sell, man. The quality is just so great.
That's kind of one of the hallmarks of our company, one of the pillars of our company. From day one, we set out to create high quality product for people. So we're hoping that a few years into publishing, the readers and retailers recognize that and kind of equate quality with our Aftershock brand.
Yeah. And how have things been going overall? Are you guys still growing at the rate that you'd like? Numbers look good.
Yeah, so far, everything that's happened to us has exceeded our initial expectations. We always felt confident from the start with our creator lineup. We always felt we had a murderer's row of creators to launch the company with. But I think that, the reception we've received from the fans and from the retailers and from the industry at large has been a lot more positive and a lot more widespread than we initially figured it would be. So things are going, better than expected, which has been great for us. It's allowed us to kind of expand and grow at a very moderate pace. We intentionally try to keep things tight and don't want to expand too much too soon. But our initial success has led to the company being able to take on new projects and new creators that maybe we didn't think we'd be able to at the early stages of the company.
Yeah, if I know you, you're certainly not resting on your laurels. You're going to reinvest that goodwill right back in and like you said, reach out to more people and get more projects in the pipeline, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea. I mean, besides quality that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, story is one of the other pillars that we embrace, and being able to get new ideas out there to readers is one of our top goals, and just focusing on great new ideas that we want to see told is a main objective of ours.
Cool. I'll give you time at the end to mention a couple of the upcoming projects. Specifically for me, I'm looking forward to the Lost City Explorers from Zach Kaplan. But I know Aaron, the publicist over there, has been keeping me in the loop. So I know there's a few other titles. So like I said, we'll mention those at the end. But I want to dive in through A Walk Through Hell right now. As I said, it comes out this Wednesday, May 16th. Garth Ennis returning to horror. Can you give us a quick little hint or kind of a synopsis what the story overall is about?
Yeah, it's dynamite. This is one of those ideas that Garth brought to us, and immediately we knew we had to see this story told. We kind of start small on a small stage with this, where readers are brought into a extremely shocking and horrific crime that happens. In normal daylight, to regular people. And, from there, we kind of enter the lives of two Los Angeles City detectives, a man and a woman who have been partners for a while. And the horrific crime of the first few pages, eventually extends out into their radar. They get sent in to investigate this crime. And that's just the beginning of different stages of horror and terror that these two detectives encounter. What they probably feel or think is a very routine crime at the beginning of the series ends up leading them down this very dark and mysterious road. And as we read many, many unexpected things that throughout this series. So it can be very hard for readers predict what's going to happen and to try and figure out where it's going to take them. But it's a road and a terrifying road.
Yeah, and I've seen Garth mention that this is a return to horror for him. He's done a few different things that kind of quasi-horror. I know he did Caliban over at Avatar, rather. And it was, it was sci-fi, but it had some horror elements. Do you know why he felt it was time to return to more of a classic horror story? Did you guys talk about that?
I think with Garth, the key is that he always likes to stay fresh. And he never kind of likes to get rusty in one certain area. And I think, part of his enjoyment of being a writer comes from flexing different muscles and from expanding into different territories. So, with us, I don't think we were that surprised that he started with, a very classic wartime drama in Dreaming Eagles. From that, he went to kind of an over the top, super spy comedy with Jimmy's Bastards, and now coming to us with Walk Through Hell. It's a police investigation story, but it's a horror story, and I think that Garth just likes to kind of flex those muscles and stay fresh and mix it up and go from different genre to different genre.
So when Garth brought the story to you, did he already have the idea fully formed and knew exactly where he was going to take it, or did you and him have some back and forth kind of dialing it in? How did that whole process come about?
With a lot of writers, they might bring an idea to us and, we workshop it a bit. We go back and forth and there's a whole creative process involved, where we collaborate. With Garth is a very specific writer. He forms ideas in his head and they are fairly complete right from the onset. Walk Through Hell was no exception. He had the idea fully formed. He knew what direction he wanted to take it in. He knew what he wanted to do with it. And when he approached Aftershock about doing the book with us, it was fairly complete at the time.
See, I find that interesting. And I think, again, it goes to the quality of people you have over there. Because I think a lot of the talent you bring on, you get some real heavy hitters, but then you've also given a shot to some writers that maybe aren't as well known. And I feel like it's such a good place to be nurtured by some pros like yourself and Joe Pruitt. And so they probably need that back and forth. As you yourself said, Garth doesn't, but yet he still wants to do projects with you. I just, that says so much about the quality of what you guys do over there.
Well, we appreciate that. Someone like Garth has certainly earned that spot in the industry to kind of come to a company with an idea fully formed and say, hey, I'd like to do this. And we open our arms to him. But it's a great process, like you said, for Joe Pruitt, myself to, always have our eye out for new talent or creators that we feel are ready to take things to the next level. We've been doing that our entire careers. And, there's a certain level of instinct there. There's a certain level of experience. But it's a great, exciting process being able to take a look at a creator and realize what potential they might have for future stories. Case in point, Marguerite was someone like that. Marguerite Bennett, when I first started working with her at DC Comics maybe 5-6 years ago, I really saw the potential for her to grow and become a star and become a real powerhouse within the industry. I'm not surprised at all that, 6 years later, she has, really kind of, become one of the premier writers in the industry. And we see that same potential in other writers that we have acquired over the last year or so, whether it's Zach Thompson and Lonnie Nadler or Zach Kaplan, or Elliot Rahal, who, we just announced his project Hot Lunch Special yesterday. Donnie Cates, these are all people that we feel have the potential to really grow into something. And, you know, Donnie Cates, you know, when we first talked to Donnie, he hadn't attained the level that he's at right now. He was still that guy, you know, looking to sell projects and trying to, you know, convince people how great a writer he was. We recognized that early on and developed Baby Teeth with him. And again, he's someone that I'm not surprised at all has risen to the status that he's got to right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's exciting for both them and you guys. In terms of the artist for A Walk Through Hell, I hope I'm saying this right. Is it Goran Suzuka? Is that right?
That's right.
Did Garth have him in mind, or was that something where you facilitated that relationship?
Goran was an artist that Garth had in mind specifically for this project. You know, again, with any of our projects, most of the time, you know, we kind of sit down with the creator and you know, try to choose the best possible artist for each project. With Garth, he's so specific in his thinking that most times he has the artist in mind. And that's one of the benefits of, you know, him having done so many wonderful projects at different publishers over the years. He's really developed a stable of artists that he's worked with, that he trusts. He knows their strengths and weaknesses. And Goran was one of those artists. I never had the pleasure to work with him previously, but now that I've done about 3 issues with him, I have to say he's such a great artist, such a good storyteller, and he's the perfect fit for Garth's A Walk Through Hell. And I think that's just a kind of a testament to Garth's ability to pinpoint talent that's going to work well for him. He really knows what type of artist is going to be able to tell his story in the best possible way.
Yeah, the book's really gorgeous to look at. He does a lot of little things with the acting of the characters that really make it impactful. And I also saw where Gorn himself mentioned that he feels that this is a bit more of a subtle storytelling style, especially when it comes to horror for Garth. And I know I always find that to be a little more creepy when it's not like in your face. What are your thoughts on it?
It's definitely that type of book. I mean, you know, certain books, you know, artists are, you know, embracing the action scenes and the big money shot moments and the big splash pages. And that's where they've got to apply their expertise. But with this book, Walk Through Hell, and what Goran is doing, he really has to set the stage in the best possible way. He has to really fine tune the lead up to the big moments, because the details and the subtle things that he has to set up are so important to what's coming. So it's a different approach to how an artist tackles a page. And a reader's going to soon find that he's a real master at it.
Yeah, particularly that page toward the end with the SWAT team in the first issue, man. That I was like, wow. Right? I mean, wow.
Yeah. Really, quite the page.
Yeah.
Quite the page.
Exactly. So I can't wait to see where the story goes from here. But I did mention I wanted you to have a chance to talk about some of the other projects that are coming up, and we kind of mentioned a few as we're talking. What else should our Aftershock fans be on the lookout for coming up over the next few months?
Well, there's a few other things. You know, Garth's A Walk Through Hell comes out in May. Also in May, we have the return of two of our stronger books over the past few years. The second volume of Dark Arc begins with issue 6, which is Cullen Bunn and Juan Doe, and telling the tale of that second arc that was built right before the time of the Great Flood. And instead of all the great, majestic, noble beasts, this dark arc contains all the magical, evil monsters that have been a part of legend since the beginning of time. We also have the return of Pestilence, Volume 2, which is Frank Thierry writing and Oleg Okunov on the art and Tim Bradstreet on the covers. you know, this did really well for us the first time around. It was, the Middle Ages, Crusaders, meeting zombies. And, now that the Black Plague has ended, the zombie threat that was threatening Europe has taken on a new form, and, the noble knights of Fiat Lux have to band together once again to, combat this new threat. Also in May, we've got our first art book, The Art of Jim Starlin, which I believe comes out at the end of the month. And, this is great. Jim is a longtime collaborator with Joe Pruitt, and I've done some stuff with Jim over the years. We're really happy that our first art book is Jim's. And it's a reissuing of an earlier art book that Joe had published through his company, Desperado Publishing. We're looking at it as being very exciting. And then in June, we have a few things coming up. You had mentioned, Zach Kaplan and our first series with Zach called Lost City Explorers, comes out. Zach did really well at Top Cow with Port of Earth and Eclipse. And, we're very happy that he's joined the Aftershock family. This book follows the adventures of a young group of teenagers in Manhattan who need to investigate the mysterious disappearance of their scientist father. And the journey to figure out what's happened to their scientist father leads them into the underground tunnels of Manhattan. And then they happen to stumble upon an ancient legend, familiar to many people. That's where the fun begins.
Yeah. I was going to say, you also mentioned Hot Lunch by Elliot Rahal. What's that one all about?
Yeah. Hot Lunch special, that comes out in August. It's Elliot Rahal writing. People know him from Quantum and Woody, and, also the Paybacks with Donnie Cates. We have art by Jorge Fornes, who I've worked with at Marvel. Holland Special is very much in the flavor of a Coen Brothers movie or a Quentin Tarantino movie. We follow a Lebanese family in the Midwest that have built up a food empire, and organized crime is involved. And what starts off as a very simple tale with a tight-knit family ends up blowing into a full scale mob war. It's a lot of fun. It's a great title, and very happy that Elliot brought this to us. We also recently announced Beyonders, which is our third project with Paul Jenkins, and our second project with artist Wesley St. Clair. Beyonders kind of ventures into conspiracy theories and Da Vinci Code territory. So any readers who kind of enjoy that type of thing involving ancient conspiracies and aliens and puzzles and enigmas and riddles will definitely love that title, which comes out in August.
Awesome. So you Aftershock fans out there, make sure you keep listening to Aftershock Mondays. I'll keep you up to date when all the new series are about to hit the stands. I can tell you specifically, we've already have scheduled an interview with Frank Thierry. So Frank will be coming on to both do like a kind of a recap. We'll ask him some questions about the first volume of Pestilence, and he'll be teasing us with volume two. And also Zach Kaplan, who's been on the show several times to talk about his projects over at Top Cow, is going to be on to talk about Lost City Explorers. So again, make sure you're listening to Aftershock Mondays so you can keep up on all the Aftershock news. Mike, and if they want to keep up with Aftershock online, where are some of the best places, social media or website, or where should they go to keep up to date?
Yeah, so we're on the web, aftershockcomics.com, and probably our two main areas of getting news out are on Twitter and on Instagram. So we're easy to find on both platforms. We also have a Facebook page with updates. And if you like following me for any reason, I'm also on Twitter at Mike Marks, and on Instagram is at Mike J Marks. So that's where you can follow both me and the company.
Awesome. Any conventions for Aftershock coming up soon?
Yeah, we'll be attending Denver. We will also be wandering around San Diego. We won't have a booth there, but we'll be there. And then we'll also have booths at Baltimore later in early fall. I think we'll be at HeroesCon coming up next month. So those are a few places that we'll be.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm trying to get out to Denver myself. It's just a matter of making the day job schedule work. So, but if I don't see you at Denver, we'll definitely hook up at San Diego. Be nice to say hi. I haven't seen you since San Diego last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So get together for a drink or something. Okay, listeners.
Sounds good.
Enough about Mike and our plans to have some libations. We hope that you've enjoyed getting a glimpse into A Walk Through Hell. Don't forget, it's going to be in your comic shops this Wednesday, May 16th. I highly recommend it. It's so good. I mean, it's Garth Ennis. What more do you have to say, right? And it's Aftershock, so you know it's quality. So once again, thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can go to lrmonline.com for all past episodes of the podcast. Twitter.com/TheComicSource is where we can be found on Twitter. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we drop new episodes and follow along with our convention coverage. So once again, I want to thank Mike for joining me.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it and hope to be back soon.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, everybody.